This is Audible.
Brethren, by Phil Kelly. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Robin Bauman, Ian Brooker, and Jonathan Keeble. The planet of Vespa team was hot, punishingly so. And since the Ultramarines 8th Company had descended to raise it to ash, it had grown all the hotter. Sergeant Numitor's jump pack flared. He shoulder-barged through the curving pane of a Tau view screen and landed on the other side, backhanding a Tau sniper from his nest into the plaza below.
Got him! Quadrant clear!
Numitor would never tire of demolishing Tau architecture. To him, it was an act as joyous as it was symbolic. For all its vaunted technology, the Tau cityscape crumbled easily enough, just like the Xenos that created it. Just like everyone else. In the plaza below them, Tau citizens were filing towards evacuation stations in a quick and efficient manner. It was nothing like the panic that Lord Executioner Athias's planet strikes usually inspired. For a moment, Numitor was reminded of the order of his home world, Macragg. He could not help but raise an eyebrow at the thought.
These Tau... they consider themselves highly civilized.
Sergeant Sicarius' scorn was almost palpable as he boosted alongside Numitor.
Did you ever consider that they might be right?
They are prey, nothing more. And watch your mouth, Numitor. Such notions are unbecoming of an ultramarine.
Sicarius' plasma pistol roared as he put a shot through the neck of a Tau soldier running below. As the alien burned from the inside, Numitor saw a shimmer in the air nearby. A hail of energy bolts spat up at them, one hitting Sicarius's knee plate and burning it away in a puff of smoke and blood. Numitor cut off his jets, riding his momentum down hard to slam feet first into the source of the attack. The Tau Stealther's chameleonic battlesuit buckled and sprawled under the crunching impact, suddenly visible. Numitor put a bolt pistol round in the wrecked suit's head unit before boosting up once more, his squad close behind him.
True, but interesting prey at least. That much you must admit. Perhaps.
Sicarius was unable to hide the begrudging smile in his tone. The sergeant boosted forwards, his power sword decapitating a Tau warrior that had fired at them from atop a balcony.
The role of Titra has its own appeal.
How so?
These upstart Tau must learn their place. Not trespassing in the Imperium, but in the grave.
Thunderhawk gunship carved overhead, more assault marines boosting out from its yawning maw to ride their jump packs into the maelstrom below. Explosions thumped as the gunship's battle cannon added its voice to the cacophony of war.
The armies here will burn soon enough. But if what the Lord Executioner says is true, it will take years to rid Vespertine of the Xenos ideology.
Fear, Numitor, fear cuts through a thousand promises.
We fight that which we do not understand, Cato. This planet yields easily enough, but there could be a dozen such worlds so infected.
Sergeant Numitor, do not speak of doubt. You are 8th Company, so start thinking like it, or we shall match blade against fist.
Numitor's reply was lost as a pair of Tau missiles hurtled in and exploded, sending the two sergeants and their squads tumbling into the ruined metropolis. Shazray to Horus, I flicked a priority reload into his crisis suit's targeting system. His double shot had scattered the Skyborne invaders, but still not scored a kill. Their heavy armor, blue as the onset of night, was proving all but impenetrable. Shazo Moonfire had said these Gueron Shah were worthy foes. In reality, they were terrifying. To Horus, I flicked an attack path for his fellow crisis suits. As one, they emerged from cover, burst cannons whirring as they stitched the dust clouds with yellow-white lozenges of energy. Each would have melted through an unarmored foe, front to back in a sizzle of meat. Against the Space Marine battle suits of the Imperium, they barely scorched the paintwork. Shazwi Deluan landed beside him.
Impressive durability, these units. For savages, yes.
Tahoros blink-clicked a target designator.
Concentrate missiles on my mark.
Four sleek projectiles streaked out from the crisis suits. This time the Space Marine target flew back into a curving wall section and slumped.
Fire range, Shazra. Fire and retreat. Let these interlopers bomb.
A blast of blazing sun fuel shot out as the crisis suits boosted slowly backwards, a conflagration that consumed the Imperial warriors completely. Tahoros dared to hope just for a moment that flame was their weakness. Two Space Marines burst from the inferno, their silhouettes black against fiery orange. One wore a huge electrified gauntlet that crackled with a need to wreak ruin. It barreled straight into Deluan, and an oversized fist slammed through the suit's plexus hatch and buried itself in the pilot. The other Space Marine came straight for Tahoros, its lightning-wreathed blade carving through the smoke. Tahoros threw himself backwards and kicked out hard, the toe of his battlesuit connecting with the Space Marine's chest. The warrior rose high with the impact, flipping over with astonishing agility before boosting forward once more on jets of flame. A point-blank missile shot rebounded from the thing's curving cauldron. The crackling sword slashed, carving away to Horus's plexus hatch, just as his second missile split its helmet. The Space Marine ripped its helm free, eyes boring through the opened hatch into Tahoros's own.
You cannot kill the Greater Gorm.
Tahoros reached for his bonding knife.
Your alien tongue is foul. Let me cut it out. Hey!
The two warriors lunged, but the Space Marine was faster. His energized blade impaled Tahoros through the chest, thin traces of lightning blazing from the Tau's wide eyes. Breathing hard, Sicarius scowled at his fallen foe. The Tau's expression of pain and shock was surprisingly human.
Sicarius, time to move on. This war has only just begun.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.